This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
You know, when you have one of those weeks and it comes full circle, I don't know if you know exactly what I'm talking about, but I remember visiting with the mayor Thursday morning before the all the stuff got started at Inova Feed and their inauguration day, as they called it, and we were talking about all the mayors and the Illinois Municipal League and people being over in Springfield. And we had a conversation about the mayor of Dalton, Illinois. And sure enough, FBI raids on Friday, hours after we sat and talked about this. Now, I want you not to pile on. This isn't about the super mayor. But, you know, it is amazing to me, you know, the criticism that one gets as an elected official, which so much of it is undeserved. But it's people like this that cause everyone to assume that people are in it for their own pockets. And how in the world did this woman operate this way for as long as she did?
I don't know. And they had been trying to keep her from, she was, for people who don't know, she has been spending money like crazy on makeup and trips and clothing and a personal person doing, she's from a very small town that has financial problems. And somehow she was able to get away with some of the stuff. And you just shake your head.
She had a charity that she was raising money, which is like the AG last week. Has sent letters of not in good standing and not, you know, that they don't have 501c3 status and on and on and on. She came to the thing in Springfield you were at Wednesday.
Yes.
With armed guards. I mean, this is a mayor of a tiny little town.
I know. And, you know, it's just, it's so wrong. And, you know, no wonder people who are sitting out there go, I mean, Brian, I've been accused of lots of things since I've been mayor. And one of the things, you're going to make a lot of money bringing migrants to Decatur and you need to, what are you talking about? Then you see the outrageous behavior of
and
a
it,
very
you
small,
go, well,
number, and it's like, oh my God, no wonder people have no faith.
Yeah. So the FBI confirmed they were in the village on Friday. And we don't know how all this is
going to
end.
It's not going to end well for her.
No,
let's just put it out there.
If you're just speculating from what other elected officials and people who are in that area have been crying for and crying out for a very long time.
The trustees up there have been begging for help, because the community is in financial trouble as it is, and now so much further. I mean, can you imagine? And some of the places she's had her police department as armed guards taking. Or we're, you know, senior citizens places. Now, could you see me showing up, you know, with the chief out at the, you know, Park District Senior Center going, oh, I need some protection. What are you talking about?
I don't understand. I just thought it was just entertaining as all get out because we literally were just having this conversation. And then the very next day.
Didn't she, use her power to, like, stop investigations into herself?
Oh, there's all kinds of allegations. I don't know what all will end up being true, but this is the proverbial smoke fire, you know, story. And we'll see. The idea that you went over there to Springfield yesterday, how many mayors showed up and like double parked in an illegal place, you know, with armed guards?
Most of us just parked and walked to the reception or to the Capitol or wherever we were going. And I didn't see her at the Capitol. I did see her at the reception. But, oh, my God.
All right. I have it on good information that you had a private dinner with the governor this last week.
Yeah, it was really, really, really cool. There were four mayors that were invited to dinner.
I'm assuming she wasn't one of them.
She was not. Okay. She was not. But
she didn't crash it?
No.
I don't think you don't get to crash that. I mean, there are fences and people, you know, armed guards outside.
Yes.
But, you know.
How's the governor's mansion? I know that there was a lot. I haven't been over there since all the renovations were done.
Well, and I haven't been in there a lot. I've been there to a couple of receptions.
Yep.
And when it's crowded with people, you can't really see anything. And back when Jim Thompson was governor, we would get to go over at Christmas time and there was usually a media party or, you know, several things like that. But I haven't spent a lot of time in there. It is beautiful. The room that we were in for dinner, MK, his wife, had hired a muralist to paint the entire room into a mural of the early days of Illinois. And on the north side was the early days, portrays the early days of Chicago. On the south, it was Carbondale. And the Carbondale mayor, who I had not met before that night, was there as well. And, you know, and then I've got to go back and look it up because I have a book about the renovations that
right.
is fascinating that I haven't had a chance to pull out yet. But I don't know if it was Kaskaskia or Vandalia. The first Capitol is
right.
on the west wall. And then Danville, I think, or Champaign is on the east. But, oh, it's just beautiful. And it's one of those things where this was not a business. This was a relationship building dinner sort of thing.
You bet.
And it's one of those things where, you know, you can't help but you're telling stories. And I'm like, now, I'm not sure about the statute of limitations. Are there cameras in here? And I look up, I'm like, of course there are. There's one right there recording probably everything.
Yeah.
So, you know, but it was just really honored, and it's cool. And my sister who lives in Chicago said, did you take a lot of pictures? I'm like, no. You know, how touristy would that be? Like, oh, let's get a selfie, everybody pose.
Yeah, no.
You know, but it was really, really impressive.
I find him to be off the record. Like, I mean, like before you do an interview, mm-hmm. when you're having kind of the real conversation, to be a very personable guy. I know
he
that
he has a gift of that, making you feel like, you know, he's just one of the guys.
Yeah. I mean, you meet politicians of all stripes.
And we have. You and I have been around them forever.
Right.
And we've seen all sides of them.
I'll never, ever, ever forget. We were at the Blue Phoenix when it was going to be opening with the late Paul Lurk.
Mm-hmm.
And Julie Curry came waltzing in with a guy named Rod Blagojevich. And the first time I ever met this guy, I just thought, oh, my God. Now, he got on the air and he was fine, but it was the vibe off the air that was just hard to explain or describe. Weird energy that just kind of went back and forth.
And he could be absolutely engaging he could tell a story about baseball and,
yeah.
you know, and really draw you in and suck you in. And then you're at a factory tour and he's popping up and down between stacks of tires playing hide and go seek.
Yeah,
it's just
a strange dude.
Yeah.
But I've had now the opportunity with the
nightmares having PTSD. It's just awful.
But the several times now that I've been had the opportunity to kind of have just normal mm-hmm. discussions with Governor Pritzker, I find him incredibly likable.
I do too.
And like just really down to earth friendly.
Absolutely. And the mayors are in a bit of a dispute with him over this grocery tax that he's ending because he's, you know, going to help the people and hurt the cities. But we're sitting
there. Yeah, but who do you think is going to win that fight?
Well, yeah, we're not. So it's going to land on us. Yay.
I didn't say he wasn't smart.
No.
I said it was nice.
Smart dude. But I said, Governor, we do have something we have to talk about.
Yeah.
I know he was waiting for the, you know, axe to fall.
Yep.
You know. I said, are you aware of the cicada invasion that's coming?
Yeah.
Because the four counties, the worst four counties in the entire continent are going to be Macon, Logan, Livingston, and Sangamon.
Yeah.
And I said, I really need you to do something about this. And he said, well, what can I do? I said, I don't care. You're the governor. Do something because I will get blamed for how this goes in Macon County.
Right.
So, you know, but we had a good chuckle over that. But I am a little worried about the cicada.
Okay. Thing. First of all, there's nothing you're going to do about
no,
it.
No, there's not.
Second of all, you know, just be prepared. I think Sangamon actually is the worst. There's even like one spot in Springfield, like where, you know, that's the good thing about this. The scientists have sort of pegged it down to be exactly where it's going to be. It's just going to be gross.
Have you thought about
no.
when you drive in the country or you drive out, you get when all
yeah,
over your
yeah,
car.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you imagine how big those bugs are going to be splatting in your car?
I'm
there's nothing good about this. And it's going to be loud.
It's going to be. Listen, if you have a lot of trees, you're just going to have a lot of noise. And that's just the bottom line. All right. So what's the benefit of, you know, for the community? It's fun for you as a human being to spend time
right.
with the governor and you know, and honored to be like one of four people mm-hmm. invited to go to a private dinner. But there's those relationships matter.
They really do, because when you actually know people, Brian, there are a million things I could go whining to the governor's staff about every single day.
Which I'm sure this woman has who's up in Dalton.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, so it's not even being mayor necessarily means trustworthy, but those relationships that you build are important.
Exactly. And when I do make that call, it's because it really, really matters. And they know that. And they also know I'm not crazy.
Yeah.
Well, a little crazy, but, you know, it truly matters. And I really need help. Now, the cicada thing, that obviously is,
yep.
you know, just dinner conversation, although I wish she could do something. But realistically, having those relationships really matters. And I mean, he's very genuine. He's also very smart. I mean, because when something happens, I mean, he has done more outreach for economic development than anybody since Jim Thompson.
Okay, so now let's talk about that for a minute, because this is an area where you actually, you know, have personal experience. The Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity, the DCEO is what you'll see it referred to mostly, was, when you were there, was really in name only. There were no resources to offer.
And we were never, the program that I was hired to run downstate was Governor Blagojevich's Economic Development Initiative. It was never funded by the legislature.
Yep.
And so we didn't have any money. You had some tax credits you could work with, and you could do this, you could do that. But it was completely ineffective. No one had the ability to really affect change. But the bigger part of that is Blagojevich didn't pick up the phone and call company leaders. You see Pritzker every day on the phone, in a place, talking to people, and making things happen, which the Illinois has changed.
No, it certainly has. You go back to George Ryan, you know, who was a career politician, you know, Secretary of State for years, didn't really care about, you know, I mean, they were people who were elected to be elected. Mm-hmm. And then you go to Rod Blagojevich, and which was a disaster. You worked for him. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was clearly he was just about Rod Blagojevich. And then Pat Quinn, God bless him, I think is an honest man and a really nice guy. He was in so over his head, and the causes that he was championing. And then Bruce Rauner comes in, and I liked Bruce Rauner personally, but he was going to try to break the unions, and nothing got done. So we went through like four governors where there was very little emphasis on economic development, right, or creating jobs or getting our ratings up and rainy day funds and all this stuff. And if you think where we've come, and there is still a long way to go, you and bet. I think Governor Pritzker would be the first one to tell you that, but there is no denying the vast amount of improvement over his 1.5 terms.
And one of the really interesting things we talked about is when he became governor, he called Jim Edgar because, you know, nobody else has this job.
Right.
And, you know, he wasn't going to call Rauner because he was a disaster. And, you know, you had a couple of governors that were in prison. I don't think Jim Thompson has been in great health. And so he and Jim Edgar have become really, really good friends. And I went through the Edgar Fellows program last year, and Governor Edgar spends a lot of time with the fellows. And he said, I said to Pritzker when the first time he called me was, balance the budget. Yeah. That is your job. Forget everything else. That is the number one thing. And truly, Pritzker has done that and more. So it's just been,
but he's
a
also been
world.
Like, roll your sleeves up, go out and do the work about recruiting jobs and people and companies to the state of Illinois. I don't recall in any of the 28 years doing this anyone who has done as much of this.
No, the governor of Indiana was doing it, but nobody was doing it here.
Yeah, but he's going to Europe. Everywhere.
He's doing trade missions. He is out everywhere. And when something bad happens, he's the first one to pick up the call and personally call you.
Yeah.
And say, what can we do? When Acorn shut down unexpectedly a year ago, he's like, we will do whatever we can. The state's resources are yours. Just let us know what you need. And, you know, it is one of those things where, yes, I do answer the phone when it says no caller ID.
Yeah,
I don't have his cell phone number. I can't just call him, you know, so don't call me asking me to call him.
but it is, there's just a difference. And if you know, last Thursday was the second time in a little
over a
month that he had been here to announce big initiatives, starting with Premient and then Innova Feed and their efforts with ADM. And these are big deals.
And he knows what he's talking about. You know, it's not just somebody's feeding him stuff in his, you know, in his ear. He's prepared and he knows.
Was that a knock on TV, people?
That isn't in your ear. You have a script.
I'm just curious. So this was a big deal last Thursday. And we went out there for the event. And here's the thing that struck me. There were a lot of people there that I had no idea who they were. Okay, so at first I was thinking, man, I guess I've been out of it a little bit. These were, I'm assuming, investors, bankers, people from...
I don't even know who all these people were.
Well, I was
no
listening
idea.
To them as they were checking in, and it was Wells Fargo this, and it was, you know, whatever that. Mm-hmm. And I'm assuming that these are, you know, equity people.
Well, and Brian, when something of this magnitude happens, other companies look at us. Oh, and you were talking about this last week on the air after the Innova Feed deal. You know that, the Chicago media, they're not covering stuff. They actually ran it, the Innova Feed stuff in Chicago. My sister who lives there is like, hey, I saw you on TV with the governor of some bug plant.
Yeah. What?
And she said the anchor was like, can we get the graphic down? Because it was all the little wormies.
flies?
No, yeah. Well, when they're in their larva stage.
Oh, those larvae, yeah.
I was not expecting live bugs where I could touch them.
Yeah, there you go. This is an amazing thing when you think about, you know, an attaché from France, you know, via Chicago, the French leadership, the people who have moved here to mm-hmm. be local leadership, the governor's folks, everyone there to celebrate what's to come, which is it takes all of those folks working together. You don't just land a multinational, you know, company in the middle of Central Illinois without, first and foremost, ADM.
Right. And ADM is an amazing partner in this, or it wouldn't have happened. But, you know, you look at what's possible now. You know, we've got great, Brian, the stuff that's happening out by ADM and LG.
I was talking to Chris Cuddy about that. We were just looking across the street and going, okay, what's this going to look like 2 years mm-hmm. from now? Because you've still got two major, huge projects that haven't even started yet.
I need more money for roads.
Okay.
That's what happens. I need more money now.
And then you tell the governor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he believes me, and then he gives me $10 million.
Yeah. Well, I thought cool. it was great. And folks, and they were very proud. Which they should be. It's unbelievable what they're doing, and to be at the center of this biotech kind of ag
weirdness,
you know, business
that is sustainability and yeah. all the disruptive innovation was my favorite phrase.
Yep,
which is so cool. I love to be disruptive in a good way.
My favorite was Chris Cuddy adding to the accents of the day. Chris has a very distinct Southern accent.
You haven't even brought up Taylor Swift.
I'm sorry,
she's
Taylor Swift.
Weekend
I didn't.
31
Did you download the new stuff?
It's all we've heard.
Yeah.
Forget everything
and
else. It's fantastic.
Is it?
But now I'm under a lot of stress because I have to learn 31 new songs, and I'm going to Europe, you know, in a couple months, in 6 weeks, to see her. And
how excited are is the group?
Oh my God.
As a whole.
Well, there was a little bit of panic last night because there's a you know, Facebook reel or something that the mayor of Champaign sent me about, you know, now I've got 31 songs to learn and I've got to make different friendship bracelets. And so I sent that off to my daughters last night. We were like, we didn't even think about the bracelets. We've got to get moving. Almost out of ease.
An industry.
Oh my God, it's genius. Yeah. It's just genius.
Well, congratulations on a good week.
I can't wait for next week.
And a lot of people involved. How about Nicole Bateman?
Brian, you know, she works so hard behind the scenes. And she the work she put into this is just amazing. And she isn't recognized in the way she ought to be recognized. If anybody should have been up there saying, you know, this is the best thing, but she's got so many best things. It's like, Nicole, can you hold on for just a minute? Cause we all got to catch up with you, but she is just a rock star and a half. I've worked with a lot of local economic development people over the years, and she is the best. She is just absolutely the best.
Well, this is also what happens when the state of Illinois starts listening
yes.
to people, and you can, you know, that isn't a judgment call about any other EDC director, but you're getting results now mm-hmm. because the state's doing business a different way.
Right, and she is so smart and puts a lot of, this stuff doesn't just happen, and it's not just about going to dinner, although those things are important. She does all of the grant work and the detail stuff that you have to do to make it work.
Yeah.
Because you have to sell the project.
We ought to be super proud of the efforts of that office.
Absolutely.
They, you know, like I said, and she's you know, down the ribbon cutting mm-hmm. you know, lane, but it's 90% of the work.
Probably 95
yeah.
or 99.
There you go. Well, it was a good week for Decatur.
Oh,
everybody
it's a great
should be
week.
Happy. What's coming up with council?
Well, we're going to have a new city manager at our next meeting. Tim Gleason starts May 6th, and Scott Wrighton's last day is May 3rd, so there'll be a reception at the Civic Center from, I think, 1 to 3
okay.
That afternoon, so the public's
invited. Was that like a Friday afternoon?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we are going to wish him well in retirement, and we're very excited to have Tim Gleason back on board and just full speed ahead.
Okay, and that will be, what's it, from Monday? 2 weeks.
I think so.
Yeah.
2 weeks.
You said May 6th?
May 6th, okay. Yes. I'm like,
I know it's Monday.
It's a weird, and April has 5 Mondays, I think, this year. Maybe not.
Yeah, so that's 2 weeks from today.
Okay.
Okay. Looking forward to that. I haven't, I've corresponded with Tim, you know, just through like LinkedIn and a couple of things. I haven't talked to him for quite a while, but looking forward to hopefully hit the ground running and keep coming up with these projects. There's a lot of great stuff down the horizon, right?
Oh, we're on the bubble for so many things.
How optimistic are you about the next, you know, couple of years?
It's going to be a great time to be a part of Decatur. That's all I can tell you, because we have so many things that are happening and guaranteed to happen. And then we've got a lot of things that are on the cusp of happening and on the bubble. And a lot of that, again, is due to the work of Nicole Bateman. She's been amazing.
Well, keep up the work. It's important. I don't understand this entrenchment in politics today of just going to draw a line right down the middle and go this side and that side. You can't. You can't do that as a community. You can't do that as a mayor. You can't do that as economic. You can't do that. Just look at what Mark Densler does and the Illinois Manufacturing Association. If they just drew a line of going red and blue, nothing would happen for the people they represent.
Absolutely. Have you noticed all the great people from this area that are kind of in charge? You've got Mark Densler, Kristen Richards, the head of DCEO.
Yeah.
Went to Milliken.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like all of these ties back to Decatur. It's great.
Well, you look at city manager and EDC and all over the place. Yeah, for sure.
Very cool.
All right. So great job with all the efforts last week. And it was a lot of fun being out there and seeing the folks. We first met them like 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. I remember going over to the EDC offices and having a chance to hear from them personally and how excited they are.
We took them to dinner. Nicole had set up for the country club and there was a blizzard out of nowhere. It was like late March or something.
We
ended up at Texas Roadhouse and they thought it was great. And we're all like, this is really not the picture we wanted to paint,
Not that there's anything wrong with Texas Roadhouse.
No, it was great, but it was just...
Just to bring over, there are expectations with French cuisine, right?
Fried alligator, it's great. That's not native to here.
All right, it's all that coming to fruition. What's the timeline then on the rest of that build out? Because that's just one small part.
18 months is when they plan to break ground on the next phase. And so it'll be a little bit bigger. Well, obviously, a lot bigger. So I don't know how much longer.
Well, I was looking at the video of the footprint of the place they have in France, and then I'm trying to get my head around how much bigger this facility is going to be. It's pretty amazing. And then there will be, 300, 400 permanent jobs?
Yeah, jobs that LG Chem is bringing. And, the stuff that is happening is just kind of like, pinch me, is this real?
Okay, but we got to get to work on the workforce development.
You bet. Absolutely. We have got to train the workers we have, attract workers that we need.
And train up the people who would.
Absolutely. And we've got to find some new housing alternatives.
All right. There's your to-do list.
There you go. I'm on it.
All right. Mayor Julie Moore
Wolf. We'll be on it. Yes. Hello, Nicole. New jobs.
I'll be checking out Taylor Swift in Europe. Thank you very much. All right. We'll take a break for news. Thanks, Mayor.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.